Mute.
I'm trying to get a video. Hey, Cynthia. Yep.
Hello, Hope. Good to see you.
Yes, you too.
Video? Yeah. No, that's closed.
There we go. This sign-on was different for me. It was kept talking about AI companion. Is that something new, or I just went through it hoping if, I don't know, but.
We do have the AI turned on for the Zoom meetings because it helps us summarize at the end.
Sure.
I didn't realize it gave you guys a different login,
Yeah, I don't use Zoom much anymore because we do net meetings all the time, so I haven't signed in for a while. And that could be why, but
Like it just pops up and tells you that AI, it gives you the same sign in. It pops up and says
oh,
that AI.
right, yeah.
Maybe it's just letting you know that AI is running, monitoring or something.
That means be careful what you say.
There was and there was no opt out. Not an
No.
option. Yeah.
Gonna drop off the financials to the bank tomorrow, Hope. Are you gonna be
I'll be there. Yeah.
okay? So either we have Sam or I will run them in because
Okay.
Sam will be with me.
This is a part of the news just of interest. They were asking about percentage of our federal funds. And they were going to present it to the state because it's a state starting to think about making cuts.
Oh, right, correct. That was just the other day, right?
I-59. Who else was in the town via Zoom? Let's see. Right now, we don't have one. Right.
We do.
We don't. Okay. We have some again, hold.
Yeah. Missing Gina, Mark. And Hope.
Mike.
No, no. No, Mike was not going to make it. Mark.
Miss Mark
Gina is going to join.
Maybe.
And Marty.
Oh, there's Marty.
There we go.
Oh, good.
Well, we have
How many
the
people do we need for a quorum?
five right now. Yeah,
Okay.
we have
Oh,
five.
I need another chair.
Oh, we made it.
Hey, Marty.
Sweet
I
plum.
hope.
That works.
Oh,
Oh,
sorry, we because
yeah.
we
And
didn't.
she sent out a thing saying that we were going to meet down here. You must have missed it. That's all.
Okay, I'll go get my stuff. It's out there.
Oh, sorry.
Where are you folks?
We're in the lunchroom.
We're in the
Okay.
lunchroom.
Might have to jump off at 6:30.
Okay.
Wow. Really? 6 o'clock now. But so that was my
Right.
he's not supposed to make it, so might almost have everyone here.
Is that pickle pizza?
Not this time, no.
No.
I want to try the pickle pizza. Come on.
It is very good. The barber shop's not open, so I unlocked it this morning.
Okay.
Remind me when we get open.
No worries. I decided it was time, so I probably wanted to see what
it.
You can go ahead and get started. Call a meeting to order. 6:02. Thanks everyone for attending. Appreciate it. Any updates to the agenda?
Nope.
We need to approve the February 25th, 2025 minutes. I assume everybody got and had a chance to look at them.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Approved February unaudited financial reports. I'd like to point out February and February was 66, two-thirds of the year, and revenues were at 74.48% and expense at 55.69. So we're in good shape budget-wise.
Right.
So is there a motion to approve the unaudited financial reports?
So moved.
Subject to audit, second.
Fine. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Bylaw update and continued discussion. This is a very important one because with the change in the open meeting law, there's no way NVDA could get a quorum of all the directors we have, which means we would never do business. So I've been working on revising the bylaws to follow Wyndham.
That's similar to Wyndham Regional. Yeah.
Similar to Wyndham, where they have a committee that makes that actually does the board business, then advises the board. So Dave, I'll let you run through this.
Yes, do you have a copy of the draft changes for the bylaws?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think the first one was a bit minor. It was just under Article 3, just adding Grant and Gore to the area served. And then on page 2, number 12, I guess the Article 4, Article 5, number 12, adding businesses along with municipalities because we have that dual role of being a planning commission and a development corporation. And then on page 3 under Article 6B, we've made some pretty significant changes to the municipal representatives. Statute never required that municipal representatives be part of a planning commission or a select board. I guess years ago, we took that opportunity to make that the way we wanted our board to be made up. But now it's, since it's not required and we've kind of struggled to get participation, we think maybe making that change to allow anybody from the town to who can participate might be a good thing. And that sort of plays out under B, section 2, 3, and then on number 4, it's when municipal representatives take office. Yeah. So, any questions on any of that for everyone?
I just had a question on number 3, Dave. The executive committee shall have the power to appoint a representative from any member municipality. Okay, so it doesn't have to be. So, for example, if Concord didn't have a representative and within 60 days they didn't put one in, it could be from that representative could be from any town. It doesn't need to be necessarily from Concord.
I think it would be from Concord.
No.
But it would be somebody that wasn't, if the select board didn't appoint anybody within that period, we could appoint them, or the executive board could.
So when it says a representative from any member municipality, maybe I'm reading that wrong, but I'm reading it as though it could be any municipality.
Any member of municipality which has not acted. So if a town didn't act.
Let's just indicate in there that whoever gets appointed will be from the town.
Okay.
Does that do it, Cynthia?
Yeah, I think that just makes it a little clearer. I mean, it gives a lot more flexibility if it's the other way, obviously, but you need that representation. Yeah. So just clarifying that, maybe.
Is there a preference?
I think, well, that's a good point. So if a town doesn't put somebody in the position, we still want somebody from that town to be represented, or?
I think so, because was the situation of the executive putting in a whole bunch of people from Newport or St. Johnsbury just because they don't participate?
No, we don't want that.
No.
We want it to be from the town.
Yes.
So under number four, Dave, it says municipal representatives shall take office upon the convening of the annual meeting. Is that the MVDA annual meeting or the town annual meeting?
MVDA.
MVDA.
It's always the MVDA annual meeting.
We can make that more clear.
Yeah.
The only reason it's confusing is because above it talks about the March town meeting and appointing someone. If they're not appointed at the March town meeting, then in number four, it doesn't really reference which that is. So it might just make it clearer if it's MVDA annual meeting.
We can do that.
I don't understand point four.
Or,
can someone explain that?
Well, we're talking about number four again?
Yeah.
So municipal representatives shall take office upon the convening of the now NVDA annual meeting. Incumbent municipal representatives shall hold office until the adjournment of the annual meeting.
So does that mean that during the annual meeting, there are two sets of representatives?
There could be, yes. I think we've had that situation before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if somebody else is appointed from your town and you're not appointed, you're still at the annual meeting along with them.
Okay. So so it's deliberate.
Yeah.
As long as it's deliberate.
What are you going to do if you have two, though?
I think we still have that provision if there's two.
Only one.
Two members from one town, only one can vote. So.
Well, they're going to duke it out in the parking lot?
I guess.
Who gets to vote?
Okay.
Okay. The next change would come up under Article VIL. I think it's number Article 7 should be. It's a typo there. On page 4.
Yeah.
Under A2, it says the board of directors of the association shall be its advisory and policymaking body. So it's taking a lot of the functions for action from the full board and puts it on the executive committee. But the full board still has the authority to, approve the regional plan or its amendments, town planning process confirmations, and municipal plan approvals, as it does now. And that's just thought out more clearly.
Okay.
And then under item E2E, the board would review the annual budget and the annual report of the association. There's another typo there too. Is there any questions on any of that? Okay. Moving to Article
Annual is spelled wrong under E, by the way.
Say that again.
Annual is spelled wrong under E.
We noted that. Thank you, though.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I missed that.
Okay. Next would be under number 6 of Article 7. about officers. And we added vacancies in any office shall be filled for the remainder, that's spelled wrong too, remainder of the term, by a majority of the board of directors present at the next meeting of the association.
Where are you reading? I'm sorry.
It would be number six under Article 7, under B6, officers.
Okay.
Page six.
Got it.
And then moving to Article 8 for the executive committee meeting, executive committee, we just took out some language that I think that was seems a bit dated.
Did you get the spelling typo in six?
In remainder, yes. Yeah.
Shall.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So I think Article 8, number 2, that language was more for when the board was being restructured the last time we did something. So it's about staggering the terms of the offices, pretty much.
It says members can only serve, can't serve more than two executive terms. Does it state above where what the term is? Oh, 3 years. Okay, I see it. Never mind.
Is that officers or board members? Sorry.
That's the
executive committee.
Executive committee.
Executive committee.
Okay.
You have to come off for one term.
That's a good idea.
And it's glorious.
Mark, let somebody else do it.
And you just want to get back, Mark.
Okay, so under Article 8, number 7 on page 7, it talks about the duties of the executive committee. So the budget is sent to the full board of directors for review and comment. And the executive committee will actually do the final approval.
Mm.
And then we...
Whoops, I'm sorry. I was just thinking, Dave, the executive director shall report on such actions regularly to the executive committee. I'm wondering if it should be, you know, at the next meeting of the executive committee, just thinking about if you ever had a situation like what is regularly and or could get a little squishy there. I don't know.
Which item is that, Cynthia?
C under staff. Is that where you were at?
No, we're still up under 7 under Article 8.
Sorry about that. Okay.
Okay. And then we deleted the last two items, G and H, from the duties of the executive. So now Article 8 staff. Which one were you speaking to, Cynthia?
It was C, and it was the second sentence, just the executive director shall report on such actions regularly to the executive committee, and executive needs is a spelling typo, but I'm wondering if it should be like at the following meeting, at the next meeting of the executive committee or something. So it just, you know, that you're knowing that executive director is going to be reporting those.
Okay, I get you. That makes sense to everybody? I think it sounds good.
Sounds good.
Okay, moving to Article 10, talks about meetings. Regular meetings of the board of directors shall be held at least quarterly. A regular and special meeting shall be called at the discretion of the president. That shouldn't have been deleted.
So you're not trying to cross out president?
No. Okay. No. And then the under item C of Article 10, the executive committee shall meet at least four times during the year at dates, times, and places to be determined by the president. Any questions on those or questions?
No.
Article 11 speaks to committee. Yes.
Under D, it says notice of regular meetings shall be mailed. Do you still want to leave it in there as mailed? It doesn't matter. I don't know what the definition of mailed is anymore, but.
Yeah.
Well, it's strange mailed, communicated.
Yeah.
Or transmitted, communicated.
Oh, yeah. Whatever works.
Okay.
Anything but mail.
Okay. Okay. Or, okay. So under Article 11, committees, it says the executive committee shall have the power to create such committees as they deem necessary to carry out powers and duties of the association. Did we want to accept that change or leave it where the board can also ask for committees?
I think the board could ask, but I don't know that we need to change this. I think it's more likely that the executive committee would want a committee to do something than the board.
Okay.
But I don't have strong feelings about it.
Okay. Well, I remember when we had the energy committee around the industrial wind, that was at the request of the board of directors, the full board.
Right.
Well, just add at the end, X number of board members may request a committee.
Okay.
Gotta control stuff.
Yeah.
Mike, they just run rampant.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then did you need to specify how many board members?
Yeah, Dave's gonna do that.
Yeah.
How many do you think it should be, Marty?
10.
Four.
Well, out of so-called 50, I would say you want at least 10% to request that a special committee be formed.
Can you work with six?
10%.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
6 to 10, I'd say. Yeah.
Does the executive committee have the final say on that? It's a recommendation that the executive committee can determine is worthwhile to move forward with as a committee or not.
Six members of the board may recommend.
And then an approval by the executive committee.
Okay.
Just in case something is controversial.
Good point.
Okay. So I've got six members of the board of directors may request the creation of a committee with approval by the executive committee. Is that right?
Or for recommendation to the executive committee? Or?
Okay.
Yeah. Geez, it seems like one board member could make a recommendation. If it's not something that the executive committee has to do, why put a number on it?
Valid.
Yeah.
You just want to do members of the board?
Or you know, if any
member of the board may recommend a committee.
Board members can recommend.
Okay.
But, you know, I think that there should be a way for the board to require something to be done, even if the executive committee
doesn't want it,
is uncooperative.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. I can't. You know, I've never seen anything like that happen during my NVDA career. But you know, it just seems like if the executive committee, we could go wild.
Aren't we already?
I think the time that could have happened most recently was when the Twin State Clean Energy Project was proposed along the Connecticut River in Essex County. And although the board, I think, generally supported it, the town of Leamington and the person in Guildhall were very vocally opposed to it.
So would it be like a percentage of the full board if 20% of the full board recommended or something like that? Sorry about the barking.
Can you just leave it at the board of directors can recommend to the executive committee without putting any numbers behind it, like Mark suggested?
Well, actually, my suggestion is that I think we should have a percentage of board members who can require the executive committee to do something.
Right.
You know, I don't know whether it's 10% or 20%, and I don't know whether it should be, you know, whether vacant board seats are included in that or what, but. You know, I think that the board should be able to require the executive committee to do stuff.
For the open meeting laws, it says that all board seats, vacant or not, that's open meeting law.
Okay, but I agree with Mark that, you know, even though the executive committee maybe doesn't want to tackle a particular topic, if 10 or 20% of the whole board says, yes, you need to tackle that topic, that they can, you know, recommend that a special committee be constituted.
Yeah. The only thing I would worry about is its request that NVDA cannot service, and they're going to go have to hire a consultant to do it.
Oh.
And the fee for the consultant's not in the budget.
Yeah, well.
Well, I agree with what you and Marty have. Or Mark have said, Marty, I think if we go that way, I think we'd need to have a number, like a percentage of the board.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you could have one really strong board member trying to drive the executive to do everything.
Right. Right.
About 15%. I'm happy saying the board may recommend committees to the executive committee.
We could also have the executive committee forward something to the full board, which could veto it. I mean, which could overrule it.
Well, we're talking about the establishment of an ad hoc committee, right?
Yes.
So it doesn't involve the hiring consultants, and it doesn't require the executive committee to do anything other than solicit members to be part of a committee.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if I don't know, maybe it's, maybe I've talked more about this than it deserves.
No, I can see a time in which there might be a swell of support or a modicum of support to investigate an issue and just have a separate ad hoc committee created to look at something that maybe the executive committee would have been reticent to do so. But if 10% or 15% of the board members say, I really think we need to have a committee, and then we ask the executive committee to set up the separate committee, and hopefully you're going to get some of those people that are interested on that committee, as well as others, to investigate whatever topic it is. No. They don't have power to go out and hire an attorney or a consultant.
How about this? 15% of the board members may require the executive committee to form an ad hoc committee to investigate or to explore this topic.
That's fine with me.
Okay. Mark?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay.
As long as I don't have to be on the committee.
You're right at the top of my list. And it includes a lot more than committees.
Right.
Dave, does someone else review this once it's completed? Like for legal?
Yeah, we'll send it to us.
Yeah, we'll probably have our attorney review it.
Okay.
I think the next change is on page 9, which would be the last page. It says, where no procedure, or it talks about vacancies, where no procedures provided in these bylaws, vacancies in any office shall be filled by the executive committee until the next annual meeting. And I think that's it.
So the executive committee needs to approve the changes that have been proposed, sending the final draft to the attorney for review and presentation to the board for their approval. So would anyone like to make a motion?
I'll so move.
Thank you, Mike.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you very much.
So that discussion would be at the June meeting for the pool board.
Yeah.
Do we have a date for that, Dave?
June 19th.
Okay. Was it? Yeah.
I won't be there. Having a shoulder replacement surgery that afternoon.
Sounds fine.
My collarbone fixed. We went out to dinner. You'll be fine.
You think you'll pitch? Will you be able to pitch again?
Town and NVDA board appointments discussion. Dave, you can have that one.
I'm not sure exactly what we're going to talk about here, other than the fact that we have a number of towns that don't have appointed representatives, and then some do have representatives appointed, but they don't attend. So what we're talking about.
I think we kind of went over it with the bylaws. Yeah, didn't we? Because, I mean, we went over. What were we going to do with that?
Well, I guess. Maybe I would ask if anyone has suggestions about how we increase participation on the board. We'd be happy to explore those.
Yes.
The tough one.
I think changing the bylaws so they're not on, they don't have to be appointed by the town. It can just be a business member or community member, not on the planning or select board, should help. Because then it could be the little country store, you know, owner that wants to, or whoever in town. That should help.
I'm not even sure how many people know that these positions are available. You know, it's not one of those things that's really talked about, at least not at our town meeting. I don't know about others, but I don't really know if people know these positions are available or... It'd be nice just to look at that list, I guess, and see who we have out there who's not attending. And maybe someone could reach out to them and see if they're interested or want to get off, and maybe can appoint someone else.
Game them.
I apologize. I have to jump off, but I'll read the minutes. Thank you.
Thanks,
bye.
It could be as simple as with me. I got done as town clerk in the town of Norton, and the new town clerk was sending the email to the select board members, and I wasn't getting any of them. So I didn't know about the meetings. So it could be something as simple as that.
Yeah.
And do the new select board members coming in know what NVDA is or what they do, or that we need members? No, I don't know.
Well, there's a periodic newsletter that goes out to town clerks. I don't know who else it goes out.
A monthly newsletter Lorna does.
So, you know, maybe if maybe list the towns that are not represented at meetings.
Do that.
Yeah, but I'm sure that our select board doesn't know. They don't know what I'm doing.
Right. Their behalf.
Mark, the select board agenda following town meeting, there's an item on there, appoint a primary and secondary to NVDA. They do that, and it's gone.
Yeah.
There's no discussion on what it means, what you need to do. Do you have to go anywhere?
Yeah, it's kind of like Fight Club.
I think the monthly newsletter could go not just to the town clerks, but to select board members.
It does.
It does.
Okay. It goes to everybody. It goes to businesses. It goes to people that have attended our board meetings, our annual meetings.
I only remember seeing it coming from this meeting. I don't remember, and I'm on the select board.
So we can check the email addresses.
Yeah, I mean, if you're on the executive committee list, you're automatically on the newsletter list. Our newsletter list is huge. And Lorna, okay. We have a list for executive board members, select boards, planning commissions.
Right. Okay.
And Lorna sends it to everybody. So.
Well, does everybody? So I get it once as a primary recipient. You send it to me, and then I get it again when the town clerk sends it out.
Okay. So your town clerk sends it too. Okay.
Yeah. So, Hope, do you have that? You get it twice?
I get it more than twice, but it's because of different things I'm involved in, I think. But yeah.
Yeah, because like your email would be on like our board list, and then probably, you know, two or three other
on the bank list. Yeah.
So because you're on multiple lists within our email listings, you'll get it for each time you're in.
Yeah. I think anyone can sign up for it, right, Tina?
Yeah.
If they want
it's
to.
There's a right at the top of our website. There's a link to sign up for our newsletter.
Because I often forward it to my customers and a lot of other people just because of what's in there that affects them. So,
there's a link right there.
Yeah. Well, but the fact remains, we don't get much attendance. And so is that a question of people are just too busy or they're not taking this, you know, responsibility seriously? Do we need to, I mean, I'm sure, I know in the past, Dave and other people at NVDA have done a little calling committee to call folks and say, you know, gee, why haven't you showed up at the meeting recently? Mm-hmm. You know, we could renew that kind of an effort, but it's, I don't know, we all know it's tough to get people to come out to meetings and that sort of thing and to really pay attention to the so-called responsibility they've signed up for.
Well, it's not just that, but small towns like Norton, it's the same people doing
the same thing.
The meeting,
right?
For everything. And sometimes meetings fall on the same date and stuff too.
Sure, right.
Well, definitely something we need to follow up on.
Yeah.
Do you want to do 75th? You want Tina?
Okay. Oh, well, this year, as you may know, this will be the NVDA's 75th anniversary as an organization. I think it's an important one and kind of a milestone accomplishment. And we're trying to make it a little bit more special than we have in recent annual meetings. So Tina and Jennifer have been working on the logistics for the meeting. I think we're looking at, what's the date on that?
October 9th.
October 9th. And I think the venue that we've secured, it would be the Orleans Country Club.
Yeah.
And then I've reached out to the Governor Scott's office to see if he would be willing to be our keynote speaker.
Great.
Yeah, the basic agenda that we've set based on what we've seen with other regional organizations like our own have begin with a social hour, cash bar, appetizer buffet, then follow that up with a brief business meeting, and then have our featured speaker, our keynote speaker, which hopefully will be Governor Scott, and then he'll probably take time for questions, and then we would adjourn, but less formal. I think on the sideline, we'll have a presentation of all of our work, like we have at past years down at the college.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Well received. And just keep it light, yeah. More social, I think.
Yeah, sounds good.
The director's update.
Yeah, I sent that out earlier this afternoon, so I don't know if
thank you.
You got a chance to review it.
No.
But basically, an update of the report I presented at the March meeting. Mm-hmm. On brownfields, our EPA funds are fully committed. We still have an application out there that hopefully we'll hear about in May. The $49,000 that we got from Mount Scutney Regional Commission, we've spent that already. So they're giving us another $50,000 for assessments.
Wow.
I hadn't said this before. When I talked to EPA Region 1, which covers all of New England, we have the most active brownfield program in all of the whole New England region.
Mm-hmm.
So she's very impressed by it.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're still working on the regional plan with SC Group. That's Allison. And we have actually pulled out Allie Webster in to help with that as well. So we're pushing hard toward a draft. Where a lot of the work has been was with the future land use mapping. And we put Liam Abate, he's a good GIS person. He's working on it essentially full time because we're under a timeline with the Actuating One. So we don't want to miss it. And then we've met with the Land Use Review Board. They traveled to St. Johnsbury to meet with us and hear about, you know, our regional plan and where we are with our mapping progress. So we're hoping we have, the staff has already started scheduling meetings in person with towns where the maps have already been drafted. Oh. So they've got 11 meetings scheduled through May and June, and there may be more coming on once towns confirm. So it's, and for the five towns that the staff have met with so far, the maps have been well received. So nothing controversial that we've run across yet.
Great.
There's some flood resiliency work that's ongoing, primarily in our region. That's Hardwick. And it's still from the 2023 floods. And then the Municipal Energy Resiliency Program, Carter Finnegan is still working directly with towns, either helping them with their implementation of the electricity recommendations, or she's helping them with contracting if they're going to find a vendor to do the work. Under industrial park activities, we're still waiting for Vermont Renewable Gas to get their Section 248 permit. I think, Marty, you probably know there was a little bit of controversy around the project, and they put them through a lengthier 248 process than they were initially. But that's not a bad thing, and the developer's okay with it.
Is anything happening, though? I mean, that seems to be really slow.
It is slow, but Evan Del Olio checked in with us last month, and we just did a short extension on the purchase option for the park.
So okay.
I'm guessing because they gave us a relatively short time on the extension, like 6 months.
Right.
We'll hopefully they'll have their permit by then.
Okay. All right.
And then there's a daycare facility in the park that's expanding. I think it's nice to see some growing demand.
In the St. Jay Park?
Yeah, it's a little Dipper Doodles daycare, which is important. It was a good location because it helps all the manufacturers in the area.
Right. I didn't know they were expanding.
Yeah, they just I saw their Act 250 application come through.
Oh, okay.
And then transportation work. Doug and some of the interns will be out starting their summer field work very soon. And that includes the road erosion inventories that they do every year. Traffic counts and speed studies, and bridge and culvert inventories. So if your town, any of your towns, needs some transportation work to be completed this summer, let me know soon. And we'll get Doug on the schedule. That's essentially it.
Is there a description of the kind of work that can be that NVDA can be called upon to do?
I can connect you with Doug and he can give you a general outline of what we normally do. I think we can go beyond that. I think we're doing a little bit of extra work on the Lamoille Valley Rail Trail this year too. And also there's a RFP going out for a transportation project in Newport to connect their downtown bike path with the BB Spur Trail. Yeah. So yeah, but I'll have Doug contact you, Mark, and he can give you the general overview.
Okay, thanks.
The flood resiliency projects that various folks are working on, Lindenville has two projects that are under, fortunately, a different program than BRIC, which was just recently canceled by the federal government. Ours is in a different program. Allison has been working very hard on that. But apparently the project is still, or the funding is still available for that particular project. So our application will go in and will be considered as long as the funding stays there, but it has not been canceled. There are two projects in Linden on that.
That's right. And today, Marty, Allison said that the consultant work had essentially ended.
Yeah.
They're still working on the application.
They are.
And NVDA agreed to fund, cover the cost of $5,000 for the extra
work. Oh, wow. Great.
Just to make sure the application gets in on time.
Right. Perfect. Thank you. We appreciate that because the consultant, our original contract with them did end and they filled everything that they were asked to do, but they have been very willing to promote or to provide additional work in order to make that application really very strong and very robust as far as FEMA is concerned, as far as VEM is concerned. And they were willing to do it, you know, for not any more money, although we were trying to figure out how to do that. So thank you very much to NVDA for helping to subsidize part of that, at least.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks. Yeah.
I don't believe we have anybody from the public here this evening. Is there any other business? A motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. Mike, thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Good night.
Have a good night. Bye.
6:44.
Looking at the bylaws.